Welcome to the Prayers of Rest podcast. I'm your host, Ashrita Chuchu, and I'll be leading you in prayer today using a simple guided format to help you slow down and hear God's voice. As we begin, find a quiet place where you won't be interrupted and take a deep breath as we become aware of God's loving presence around us and within us. Today's reading comes from Jesus' high priestly prayer in John 17, verses 20 to 21. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. Let's begin by reciting God's goodness, praising him for who he is as revealed in this passage. Oh, Jesus, how kind you are that you would pray for us. Before we knew you, before we were born, you were interceding before the Father on our behalf. God, we praise you. Jesus, we thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your desire that we would be adopted into the family of God, that we would be united together, that we would be one, even as you and the Father are one. So in the next few moments, praise Jesus for his goodness in your life. Praise him for his prayers on your behalf. Praise him for the family that you have been adopted into, that you might be a part of something greater than yourself. Let's continue now by expressing our neediness, confessing our need for God, for his forgiveness, as revealed in today's passage. So God, we confess that we need you. We need this perspective shift from self-focused prayers and self-focused actions to value unity with other believers and followers of Jesus as much as you do. And so we join your prayer, Jesus. We ask that you would make us one. In a culture that just exacerbates division and extremes and algorithms that show that which divides us, God, would you be the one who unites us? Would you be the one who pulls us together because of what we have in common in Jesus? Oh, make that reality true in our local churches, in our families, in these expressions of the body of Christ all over the world. God, would you make us one? So in these next few moments, ask God to do that work in your heart, to start planting within you a desire to be one, just as Jesus prayed. Now let's move into a time of seeking his stillness. I invite you to picture Jesus on the night he was betrayed, praying for you. And of all the things that he could pray for, he prays for your unity with God and your unity with other believers throughout the ages of the church. And right now, this moment, the brothers and sisters in Christ who are living with you right now, he's praying that you would be one. What does that say about him? And What might he be trying to say to you now? Finally, let's trust God's faithfulness. Oh God, we acknowledge that on our own, we are a selfish people. We are self-destructive. Only you can accomplish this work of unity among us. So God, we trust you. We choose to trust that you will accomplish this work of making us one with you and with one another. Do this work, God. We trust you. So now in the next few moments, say that out loud to God. Say, God, I trust you. I trust you to be working unity and oneness in my family, in my church community, in your church around the world. God, I trust you. As you listen to today's passage again, what word or phrase stands out to you? John 17, verses 20 to 21. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one, Father, just as you are in me and I am in you. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, power and authority through Jesus Christ, our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. Thanks for listening to the Prayers of Rest podcast, which is a production of Delighting in Jesus Ministries. The season of Praying Like Jesus is based on a collection of prayers starting on page 34 of my book, Prayers of Rest, daily prompts to slow down and hear God's voice. If you don't yet have a copy, you can buy one at your favorite bookstore, or you can get a signed copy online at prayersofrest.com. The Prayers of Rest podcast is made possible by the generous support of our Patreon prayer partners. Every month, listeners just like you give generously to spread the good news of Jesus to over 100 countries through this podcast. If you'd like to join this good work we're doing, you can go to prayersofrest.com and hit the Support Us button to get started. And if you're listening to the show for the first time, welcome. I'm so glad you're here. I hope you subscribe to the podcast to make sure you get future episodes straight to your phone. And as we wrap up, I want to say thank you to Angelicans Media for editing this episode and Kendra Stanton for producing this podcast. And thank you, listener, for sharing this podcast with your friends and for joining me here week after week for Prayers of Rest. Until we meet again, may you find rest in God's loving presence.